The French government presented its intelligence today on chemical weapons use in Syria. France says evidence that the Assad regime carried out the August 21st attack outside Damascus is overwhelming. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley from Paris.
Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault gathered French lawmakers together this evening to present French military and civilian intelligence findings on the Syrian chemical attack. Military analyst Pierre Servant, speaking on television, described the findings. The Syrian regime's vast chemical weapons program has been under observation by French intelligence for years, says Servant, using satellites, telephone bugs, secret agents, and every other form of modern spyware. And for them, he says, there is no shadow of a doubt the attack came from the regime. The rebels simply don't have such chemical weapons or the vectors to launch them. After presenting that evidence to lawmakers, much of it declassified for his presentation, Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault spoke on television.
La France est donc déterminée à sanctionner l'usage de l'arme chimique.
France is determined to punish Assad's use of chemical weapons. The stakes are high. We must ensure that Assad does not use them against his people again and send a message to any other dictator who would think of using chemical weapons.
The French president has wide powers and does not have to seek parliamentary approval for military action unless it goes on longer than 4 months. But President Obama's about-face on Saturday has now plunged France into debate and forced President François Hollande to seek further legitimacy. Commentators for and against an attack on Syria and for and against Parliament's approval for it duke it out on this talk show. Two-thirds of the French public is against an attack. The detailed French intelligence against Assad is now available to the public on the Élysée Palace's website. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.